When we come to church, we're just coming, not just coming just to sit, but we're coming to worship one that's able to help us in times of storms. I've been here two nights, and just been a tremendous, tremendous service, and it's wonderful to be with you. I fell in love with the congregation. Brother Sonny, he's not always right in his mind, but he's a good man. If you spend some time with him, you'll realize he's nuts. But I like him. Got to spend some time with Brother Joe and his family and just wonderful people. The deacon, appreciate your hospitality if I don't get to say anything else. And it's not about me tonight. I don't want you to look at me how well I've spoke the word, but I just want you to enjoy the Spirit of God. I'm humbled to stand on this platform that so many great preachers have stood. And it just humbles me tonight. And you pray for us. We'll get right in the message. And I want to get it over with and get out of here so you can go home. But most of all, I want somebody to be saved.
Amen.
I'd stay all night. Somebody asked me, would you stay all night just to see somebody saved? Most certainly.
Amen.
Because tomorrow might not come. And I tell you what, I want to take as many as I can with me. My heart is burdened tonight. I believe, you know, somebody said, how much do you want a soul win? That's my greatest thing in pastoring is win one more. Every time that I go to church, I think, can I win one more? You know, the woods are full of them. Just go get you one. Just go get you one. They're all over the place. Just go get you one. It's open season out there. Amen. Turn your Bibles to a very familiar story in the 16th chapter of the book of Luke. 16th chapter of the book of Luke. I want to start reading a few verses. I'm not going to really preach off of this this story, sort of say, go through the whole story, but I just want to use a few things out of it. And you pray for us, and if you'll pray for us, I believe everything's going to be all right. I feel His presence. I'm glad He's here. Listen, the Bible said in the 19th verse, there was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus which was laid at his gate full of sores and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels of Abraham's bosom. And the rich man also died and was buried. And in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And I want you to look for just a moment. I'm not going to read all this. In the 24th verse, the latter part of it, he said, I am tormented in this flame. And I want you to look at the 25th verse, and he said, he talked to this, he said, and thou art tormented. And I want you to understand what he's trying to get across, that hell is real bad. Real bad. And I want to know something tonight. I don't know about Calvary. I hear Free Will Baptists, if they believe in hell like I believe in hell. I believe that every time, if you'll get the seriousness of hell every time you come into the church, your heart will be just right. But I'd like for you to look for just a moment of time. You say, preacher, what are you going to preach on? I'm going to preach on hell is real. And if I could just get you to understand how hell really is tonight, and when I walk out of here, you walk out of here thinking, man, I don't want nobody to go to hell. A big England preacher out of England, he once said to a young preacher, the preacher was struggling to preach, and he was having problems getting where he needed to be. And he went to the motel room where the great preacher was. And he said, preacher, he said, I need help. And he said, I tell you what you do. He said, go up to that window. And he said, look out that window. And he said, you tell me what you see. And he said, as he went out to the window, he said, I see people walking around. He said, I see trees. I see buildings. He said, go back and you tell me what's going on out there. He said, he went out there and he said, I see people and I see buildings and I see people real busy. is he? He said, preacher, what do you see when you go to that window? He said, I see men dying and going to hell. He said, that's why I had such a great ministry. If God will just help me, I would like to preach on hell and show you. You remember that old song? Daddy's an old time preacher man. He preached hell so hot you could feel the heat. I would like to be that old time preacher man that still preaches hell hard. Heaven's sweet. Well, listen, and you look in the Bible, said in the book of Revelation, you say, preacher, who's going to go to hell? He said, but the fearful and the unbelieving and the abominable and the murderers and the whoremongers and the sorcerers and idolaters and all liars. I like to stop right there. All liars going to have their part in the lake of fire. Well, listen, he said, this is the second death. He said in the book of Revelation also, he said, death and hell shall be cast into the lake of fire. And whosoever name is not written in the Lamb's book of life shall be cast in the lake of fire. Well, listen, I want you to look in the Bible, said in the book of Mark in the 9th chapter in the 43rd verse. He talked about, he said, if your hand offends you, he said, cut it off. He said, it would be better and to go into heaven maimed and then to enter in. Well, listen, my friend, I want you to notice in this, in the 41st verse, he said, where the worm doth not and the fire is not quenched. And then he went on to say, not only the hand offend you, he said, the foot will offend you. He said, cut it off. He said in the 46th verse, where the worm doth not and the fire, I'm going to preach tonight. Listen, he said, also then, he went from the hand to the foot. Then he said, if thy eye offend thee, he said, pluck it out. Listen, it'd be better and to go, listen, unto heaven and without that eye. Whoa, then to have two. Whoa, my friend. And listen, he said, listen, in the 48th verse, where the worm doth not and the fire is not quenched. I'm about to have me a fit. I'm glad that I don't have to go to hell. I don't know, I can shout right there. Hey, preacher, you say, preacher, do you really believe in a literal hell? I most certainly do. I listened to two nights preaching about how that we need to live. I'll just settle it all. If you fear hell like you should, you would live right. Whoa, glory, hallelujah. I just had back surgery. I listened about 7 months ago. And I'll tell you what, I feel good tonight. I feel it running down my spine. Whoa, but listen, let me just go a little farther. Listen, you believe hell is real? Yes. I want to do something tonight. If you'll go with me, I would like for this sanctuary to be an elevator. And I'd like to get in that elevator tonight and take you to hell. If you'll go with me. How about a preacher? Will you go with me? Well, if we get in this elevator, listen, do you fear hell? I fear hell tonight. Would you get in this elevator with me? And as we get in this elevator, I want you to notice, as we step in, there's three buttons. Every elevator's got buttons on it. They can go up or they can go down. And on this elevator, there's a green button, and there's a blue button, and there's a red button. I want to push that red button. Listen, if you will, and go with me as we go in this elevator. We're going down, preacher. We're going to go down, and we're going to look in hell for just a few moments. And listen, I'm going to hurry and get out of the way, but I feel God in this place. Deacon, I love the Lord. I don't want nobody to go to hell. I don't want to see nobody. But when we get to hell, we're going to see somebody that we know went to hell. Listen, as we get in this elevator, and as the door shuts, and as we go down, we're going down and we're going down. Oh, listen, I can feel the temperature changing. I can feel the atmosphere getting a little thicker. Oh, listen, I'm starting to hear cries. I'm starting to hear people. Listen, the Bible talked about it. Casting out into the outer darkness. It's getting dark. Listen, the moods of people are changing. Whoa, listen, I can feel the thickness of the air, the smoke. Listen, I don't know if you've ever, listen, smelled burnt flesh. I worked in a funeral home for about 6 years, picking up dead bodies. that had been burned, and I smelled it, and I couldn't get it out of my nose. As we're going down, would you go with me in your mind and in your heart? Listen, I don't want to go to hell to you. I'm going to let us take a trip. Would you help me preach just a little bit? Well, listen, as we go down, listen, as we got to the bottom, I felt it stop. Well, listen, and I want to ask you, you women, stay in the elevator, and you brothers, go with me, and you boys, if you're 13 years or older in this church, you go with us. I want to view hell with you tonight. Listen, as we leave the women, and I take you and brothers down in the hells, we step out, listen, of the elevator, and I look and I see some ball on fire, and listen, the Bible said, we'll die and we'll never die. I see people, listen, on fire running across. I listen, the corridors of hell, a lake of fire, listen. Oh, but listen, I'm preaching for my life tonight. I think at Calvary, I get to see in hell tonight. They'll shake the foundation that they're on. Them little kids that they love so well, they would beg God not to listen and to save them, and that the devil won't get them. Oh, listen. I'm telling you, my God, my God. I can see, listen, wonder who that is coming toward us. My, who is that? I don't know who it is. Oh, but let's ask them who it is. Do you ever wonder who went to hell? Who would go to hell? Let's just wonder. Let's just fix it right now. We'll find out who is down in hell. Well, listen, I say, hey, what's your name? Listen, who are you? He said, you don't need to know my name. Listen, it's not necessary, but please, you don't need to be here. Go on back. Listen, did you know? I said, please tell us your name. We wonder who would go to hell, to this awful, tormented place. He said, you read about me in the Bible. You talked about me. Listen, I could have fed that old poor boy and, listen, gave him some crumbs, but I chose not to. I even was a soul winner down here. I told you to go warn my brother not to come to this awful place. Hey, there's soul winners down there saying, don't come. Don't come. Listen, I know I'm a different preacher than the other two, but I'm still preaching God's word. Hey, listen. Hell is real. Hell is real. Don't go. Don't go. Listen. All that old boy said, please go back. Please go back. They said it was a great golf fish. Well, I can't go, and you can't come. So go back, go back. And I said, let's go on. Come on, brothers, let's go on. See, whatever. Who would go to this place? Man, smell the stink. Oh, it's like the screaming of taking your fingernails across the blackboard. Oh, it deafens you. Oh, listen, I'm trying. My soul's on fire this evening. But I can see another man come running. Wonder who it is. Wonder who it is. Oh, listen, somebody tell me it's not somebody that I know. Oh, boys, what do you think? Who do you think it is, Brother Joe? Oh, do you know anybody? Brother Jack Lashner, preach the message. Faces in a flame. Whoa, listen. But I say, who are you? I started interviewing you. Whoa, listen, I said, who are you? He said, hey, my name was never mentioned. And by the way, listen, the story I read you was not a parable. A parable, they don't name names. Hey, listen, but they named Lazarus. It's not a parable. Hell is real. Whoa, listen. I can see. Who are you? Oh, he said, you read about me. Listen, while your Savior was on the cross, I was right beside him. I had a chance. I met him. I knew who he was. I attended the synagogue. Yeah, I attended church. And but while I was on the cross, I told him, I said, if you be the Christ, save yourself and us. us also. Listen, I was there. I was within words of getting eternal. Safety. It's good to have eternal safety, isn't it? It's good not to go to heaven. It's good to not go to hell. But it's good to go to heaven. It's good to be saved, ain't it? That eternal word of God in my mind when He says, "Thou shalt be with me." That's pretty good, isn't it? I was right there. I heard it. Another man repented. Listen, I heard it and I could have received it. But I turned around and walked out. I was that close. Hell was full of them. Hey, listen. God, don't let them tie and go to hell. But let us go on. Let me share some. Hell is hot. You say, "Preacher, do you really know how hot is hell?" I worked in a steel mill for 18 years. Let me share with this. Boys, and I tell you, it gets hot in there. I've looked inside the furnaces, and it looked like jelly in there. That was so hot. But listen, when I started work, listen, back in 85, at that steel mill, an old man took me around and showed me around that steel mill, and he took me to the soaking pits where they hold the steel at, and he said, "I want to share something with you." He said, "A couple years ago, there was a man that fell in one of these pits, and he said he'd been already off, 48 hours. He said he's on a downturn, and he said he fell in one of them. He said it's still hot. It was so hot. When that guy hit the bottom, his shoes melted off of him, and he started crying and screaming, and the overhead crane come, down the floor, and motioned to him, and he took them tongs and went down to get that man. And he said when he grabbed a hold of them tongs, his hands fell off. And he started crying. He said, "I never got off. I never got away from that cry. If you ever hear your lost people screaming in hell, you'll never get away from it." Somebody said, he said, "You'll die and you'll never die where the worm died not and the fire is not quenched." Preacher, what do you think? You say, "Preacher, you're scaring me. I hope I scare the hell right out of you." Hey, listen, my friend, I hope you don't go to hell. I hope you don't go to that awful place. I hope you just repent on your bended knees. I feel gone in this place. Hey, boys, let's go on. Who shall we see? Here come a young lady. I might know her. She's a young teenager. She said in church, "I'm coming. I don't want to see who it is. By the familiar look, I've seen her in church before. And who is she? Who is she, preacher?" It was a young girl. It's who she is. I was preaching revival with Brother Mike Blanton in a meeting in Mansfield, Ohio. And she said, right in the middle of the church, and I was preaching on being adopted. Didn't know where life was. But listen, let us talk to her. Let's ask her. I said, "Who are you?" She said, "It makes no difference what my name is. But I know you, preacher. I see your face every time. I walk in this place. I remember the message. And listen, I want to tell you, I walked out of that place that night. I went down the road. You was preaching on adoption. I've been adopted when I was a baby. I never forgive my mom and dad. And you told me that the Lord would adopt me and take me in. And I tore me up because, I never liked where I was and I needed something. And then I went on my way down the road and a car hit us head on and killed us. I'll never forget how the next night at the revival, what a sad cry that I had when I found out somebody died lost. And I prayed the Lord would save her before she left. But she wouldn't. Maybe there's somebody. You say, "Preacher, is hell hot? Is hell real?" Yes, it is. It's real. It's real, Grandpa. It's real. Don't let your children go there. You got grandbabies that need to go to heaven. Glory. Hey, young man, don't go to hell, please. I'm begging you. Don't let the world take you down. Stand for Him. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Hey, somebody help me preach tonight. Listen. My. Somebody said, how do they die? They don't die. They don't die. No, they don't die. I was pastoring a church about an hour and 10 minutes away from my house. I stayed in a motel that Saturday night. Sunday morning, my boy got up, my oldest boy, and he got on the heater and he laid his hand on it. I don't know, that heater malfunctioned some way. And it was so hot that it pulled blisters on his hand. And that little cry, he was only about 5 years old or three. Listen, and he screamed so loud that I could not stand it. It got on my nerves so bad. I just started crying. Oh, but listen, that boy. We went to every store in the neighborhood to get something to put on that hand. And he still was crying. My wife said, I don't feel the heat no more. We went to church that morning. He was still screaming at the top of his lungs. We had prayer for him and he's still screaming. Oh, and they said, you might as well take him to the emergency room. My wife took him to the emergency room. Walked in, the doctor said, what happened? They said he burned himself. She told him, she said, I put all this on. He said, you've done good, but you've never done real good. He said, the fire's not on the outside. He said, the fire's with the inside. Whoa, listen. Glory, hallelujah. Hell is real. Hell is real. Hell is real. Hell is real. Do you believe hell is real? Hell is real. Please don't go. Please don't go. Don't go to hell because hell is real. At the gate of hell, there's a cross. You don't have to go to hell. Oh, listen, go ahead. Pray through, honey. I don't want to see your face in hell. Oh, no. I don't want to see you. I'm, oh, glory God. Hallelujah. Oh, let us. Oh, I don't like hell. Do you? It's hot down here. It's hot down here. Hey, guys, it's hot, buddy. Don't go to hell. Buddy, think about it. And listen, I've got a fine-looking little girl here. But don't let her take you to hell. Oh, and you don't let him take you to hell. You save yourself. Oh, listen, you stay pure to one another. And when you come together, listen, if God would bless that, you would be pure and holy. And before God, the devil wants to take you to hell. He'd love no better to take you to hell. Oh, listen. Glory be to God. And can we shout? Can we shout? Can we shout this one? Standing on the banks. Oh, can we shout? Can we shout? Listen, I don't want nobody. I don't want nobody to go to hell. Somebody. You got anybody that's still lost? Still dying? Hey, mommy. And when you stand up there and you interpret it, and Jacob, you got to realize somebody's dying. Don't worry about yourself. I know you feel out of place, but remember one thing. You're getting that glorious gospel. No. Hey, let us, brothers, go back to the elevator. Let's go back to the elevator. Oh, come on out of hell. Come on out of hell as we go. Oh, listen. I don't want to go, do you, brother? Oh, listen. I don't want to go, do you? Bless you, brother. Let us get back on the elevator, brother. I've seen enough. I might see one of your kids, one of your grandkids, and I don't want to see them. Oh, listen. Do you got any children that's lost? Do you got any children that's lost? Oh, are you praying earnestly? Don't stop. Hell's real. Hell's real. Hell's real. Hell's real, brothers. Oh, listen. I can hear the sound. Listen, as we get back on that elevator, I can hear the sound of the church praying for someone else not to go to hell. Isn't that sweet? Isn't that sweet? You can hear them begging the devil and to get back out of the way. And that God... I believe the devil just now backed off. I can't touch. Wait a minute, sis. Let me have a little Holy Ghost party right here. Hey, you don't have to go to hell. Hey, in the God. Woo! Glory! Hey! Woo! I get excited. Shout out, bro, sister. And shout it out. You don't have to go to hell. He redeemed us with His precious blood. Ooh. Hey, guys, I'm not done. But I promise you I won't be long. Unless we have a Holy Ghost party right now. Oh, listen. Ye are not drunken as ye suppose, but you're filled with new wine. We're back on the elevator. We see two more buttons we haven't touched. Well, let's we see the green. And we see the blue. Let us push that blue button. Why don't we? While the feeling gloom and doom. I believe it's going to pick us up just a little bit. Oh, my brother. As we push that blue button, we go up. I'm starting to smell the fragrance of grass. I'm starting to smell. Hey, listen. Now listen. Oh, the flowers. Oh, how they bloom. And as we go past Earth, listen, I'm hearing airplanes. I'm seeing all, hearing all the things. My friend, and as we go on up, I can feel the atmosphere in this. Listen, my friend, elevator changing. It's getting brighter and brighter. Whoa, listen. The Lamb of God, the sun that shines every day in my life. It's getting brighter and brighter. I'm here. The children said, "What's hell like?" I said, "Listen, let us. I don't really want to talk about it, folks. That's what the problem is. We don't want to talk about hell, but hell is real. Well, listen, kids, you don't want to go there. It's a place of torment. And you know what? My friend, as we get higher and higher, I'm starting to hear some sounds. Listen, that I'm familiar with. I'm hearing, listen, music and singing and laughter and joyful things. Oh, listen, as we get to the top, it's so bright. It's so pretty. Listen, I see everybody's got a smile on their face. Everybody will be happy over there. Whoa, won't it be wonderful there? Having no burdens to bear. Joyously singing. Won't it be happy there? Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Whoa, when I hear it, let us get out of here. Now, guys, listen. When we get out of here, where's the first place? Hey, wait a minute, guys, now. We're just not going to go by ourselves now. I took you to hell by yourself, but that's about it. But women, you're going to go with us. Hey, Grandma, Grandpa, you're going with us. Hey, children, you're going with us. Hey, let's all go out and do heaven. Do you want to see heaven, girls? It's a wonderful place. I can't wait to get there. It's such a beautiful place. Hey, you won't even believe it when I tell you. The street of gold, the walls of jasper, the gate of pearl. It's almost... It's just almost indescribable. Listen. I don't know the word that you can... It's awesome. Listen, to know that we can get to a land where we won't have no burdens pass through. Oh, listen. Man, I'm telling you. Let's see who's coming up. Somebody's running toward us. Well, listen, who is it? Oh, I'd like to tell you who I am. You preached about me. You read about me. My name, listen, is Lazarus. I was a poor man, but you don't know how rich I am today. Oh, I see somebody else running. Somebody else running toward me. I said, wonder who it is. Well, you've read about me. I was on the cross. Listen, I said, would you remember me when you come into your kingdom? He said, today I heard it. Today thou shalt be with me. In fact, I'm here. I can't help it. I get excited. If I spit on you, it's holy spit. Heaven is real. Did you ever skip? Oh, yeah. Try that. I'd ask Sonny to skip by free fall. But one day after a while, even the lame are going to walk. Even the dumb is going to shout. Yeah! Heaven is real. Oh, listen. Who else is it? Who else is that? Where's the children? Where in the world did children go? Where are they? Here come a man by. Who are you looking for? I'm looking for the children. Oh, I seen them. I flew by the throne. They're sitting on the lap of Jesus. Hey, how many of you got any babies? Hey, listen, they never made it into this world, but died before they made it. Hey, listen. Hey, mommy, they're going to be there, Miss Vicky. They're shouting. They're saying, woo! Heaven is real. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my Lord. They tell me, brother, I don't know you, but I know one thing. It's going to be heaven. Here he is. I see a table. 1,500 miles long. I mean, it's breakfast time. Because in the morning is a new day. Oh, yeah, all of a sudden. I promise you, you're going to like breakfast that day. Because on the menu, it's some hallelujah biscuits and glorified gravy. Well, we sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob and the prophets of old. We sit down with Paul. And all of a sudden, we set her down, scoot up under the table. I'm about to have me a fit. Jacob, you're going to be there, buddy. Yeah. And you're going to pull up under the table. Yeah. And guess what? I don't see no wheelchair being moved up and back and turned around. But listen, somebody said, be quiet down there, Jacob. We've got to have breakfast. Hey! Woo! Hey, glory! Not bad for a back problem. And the Bible said that he's going to wipe all tears from her eyes. Yes, won't be no more crying for those, listen, that's burdened. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Hey, mommy, let me in here, daddy. Hey, take your glasses off. When he takes his big hanky and he wipes your tears away, say, there'll be no more pain. There'll be no more heartaches. You won't have to worry about that. He'll be new. Glory. Hallelujah. I promised I wouldn't preach as long as them dudes did the other night. I can't help it. It's good. I don't want to leave, do you? How many of you want to go back to earth? You want to go back to the elevator? If we can stay in heaven, it'd be all right, wouldn't it? I don't have to worry about it. They're going to wipe them tears, mommy, from your eyes. It's going to be a wonderful time, isn't it? But all of a sudden, there's people just rejoicing, people running, people shouting, all kindred, all nations. No church of God. No Free Will Baptist. No Methodist. Whoop-de-doo. It's all going to be wonderful. Won't it be wonderful? Man. You ever get excited because you got something new? In my Father's house are many rooms. Oh, that's NIV. In my Father's house are many mansions. I like that better. I don't shout about rooms anymore. I got plenty of them in my home. But you talk about a mansion, I just about had me a Holy Ghost hallelujah fit. Because I've never been in a mansion. Stepping out of a street of gold into a mansion. He said, if it wasn't so, I would have told you. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go, I'll come again and receive you unto myself. That where I am, be also. Man, I'm telling you, preacher, man, it's going to be good, but let us go back to the elevator. We got souls to see. Say, we seen one been set free. Something wrong with you. You still got a smile on your face. You're crazy. You happy? Are you happy, sissy? Yes. Hey, man. I mean, just go ahead and lift your hand. Lift the other one. Be a little Pentecostal. Hey, man. Woo! Hallelujah. Hey, there'll be tears, but there'll be just what you got right now. You're the prettiest girl I've ever seen. Oh, glory to God. God's got a jewel in you. Stay true to God. Some boy will want to come and get your virginity. But let me share you. You just stick your finger in his eye. Say, get out of here. Somebody wants you to take a smoke on a cigarette. You tell them, get out of here. Woo-hoo. Heaven's real. It's going to be worth it, guys. He said, if you suffer with me, you'll reign with me. Let's get back on the elevator. I got to get out of here. I know my body's going to be wrecked with pain when I get done. I don't want to leave here. But here, let's get back on the elevator. As we get back on the elevator, there's three buttons and one we haven't used. It's the green button. Let's push it. Let's go back to earth. As we push that button, as we get down. I didn't mention this. We're hearing sirens. We're hearing gunshots. We're hearing mothers that have just aborted a baby. And it's screaming. We see homosexuality at its highest. We see the government ready for fall. We see preachers going out on their wives. We see deacons that don't have a mission. We see singers trying to get names. We see kids running for their lives in the schools from drugs. We see churches losing their shout because they've lost sight of Him. We see people that's wanting to be saved, but their life is so messed up that they don't think they can do it. But what are we going to do, church, when we get back? We're going to convince them that heaven is real and that hell is real also. As we're going down, we're going down, we're getting down to the level ground. And as we stop, I commission you to go into all the world and to preach the gospel to every lost and dying man or boy or girl, man, woman. When you leave here, you leave with a different story than you come with about the day's work that you had, about the devil giving you a hard time, about the devil on your back all day. Shame on you! Hell is real!
Amen.
But heaven is great. You cry, you weep, you beg God to save your children. You fast, you do all that you can, and God will work for you and your family. You say, preacher, you act like you're just upset. I am upset with the devil. He's a liar from the very beginning. You know what? He's mad when he got kicked out of heaven. He's mad because you're saved.
Amen.
And he's wanting your soul. And if he could have your soul, he'd take it down to hell. He don't care about you. He don't even love you. But the Lord Jesus, when He come out of the grave, somewhere in that 3 days, He went down in the corridors of hell and He took the keys from Him and shook the keys and said, you're no longer ownership of your garage. Now, if you ain't got the keys to your house, it means you don't own it. Let me share something with you. The devil don't even own hell. And you know what? The Lord got hold of keys of hell. And the only way you go to hell, you go on your own.
That's right.
Amen. The devil can't send you to hell.
That's right.
Brother so-and-so can't send you to hell.
That's right.
Deacon so-and-so don't make you go to hell.
That's right.
Pastor Sonny can't make you go to hell.
Amen.
Because he didn't shake your hand Sunday morning. But you go because you want to. Brother Sonny, come on. I'm about had it. My back's about out. I had some notes. I don't know if I covered them or not. But you know what? I don't know. One's already got relieved. That's worth the preaching message right there. I'd go home, go all the way back 8 hours and a half, 9 hours, say, why are you still smiling? What's the matter with you? You feel that weight just come off? Hey, you don't have to go to hell. Amen. Isn't it wonderful? I'm going to hug you later. I'm sweaty right now, but I'm going to hug you. It's going to be a one. I'm going to see you in heaven. I might not get to preach another message in this church, but let me share something with you. 30 years from now, why this one's gone, this one's gone, this one's gone. Would you be here singing, praising the Lord? Please be. Because, see, this little girl right here, little Heather, she needs you. Because she won't know what shouting is until you do it.
That's right.
Hey, we used to play church. We used to play church. You know what? It's hard to play church when you're quiet. It don't happen. But I'd get to preaching. My sisters would get to singing. And I'd get to shouting. And but long, they would get to praise the Lord. Oh, we'd have church in the basement. But see, we didn't know. We went through the motion. But I'm not playing church. Are you? Stay in church. How about it? Would you come? Would you come? Would you come? Please come. Run like this little girl did. Oh, wasn't that a blessing? I didn't know how I was going to keep my feet on the ground when she did that. Because I felt it was pulling her right out of hell. Isn't that a wonderful feeling? Do you remember when you got pulled out of hell?